SF St. Petersburg, Bulls by the Bay.
Hello, St. Pete, and thanks for tuning in to Bulls by the Bay, your weekly update from USF St. Petersburg. I'm Colleen Cherry, Community Relations Specialist, giving you the latest news from our vibrant waterfront campus. Last week marked the start of classes for USF St. Petersburg's fall semester, kicking off with Week of Welcome events all over campus. Our ballrooms were bursting at the seams for Get On Board Day, with more than 350 students checking out clubs, departments, organizations, and other ways to plug into our community. Another 309 students showed up and showed out for our annual Rec Fest, working up a sweat competing in sports and games, led by Campus Recreation Sports Program Coordinator Nori Troy and a dedicated team of program coordinators, student staff, sport club members, and campus partners. Rec Fest created an energetic and welcoming atmosphere that built connections and promoted wellness. Radio St. Pete hosts Stephen Reardon and Domenico Ponteriero joined me for a live broadcast from our campus bookstore, Back to School at USF St. Petersburg. We interviewed members of the USF St. Pete community and rocked out to some live music. This year, USF St. Petersburg is celebrating our 60th anniversary. As students return this fall, we welcomed back one of its very first students to see how far the campus has come. Gary Brown was among the original 260 freshmen in 1965 when classes were held in old military barracks, once used to train merchant marines during World War II. Brown, an English major who went on to a long career in journalism, recently visited the campus for the first time in years. On his tour, he saw just how much had changed, from new residence halls and the modern design of Lynn Pippinger Hall to the Nelson Pointer Memorial Library exhibit highlighting 60 years of student life. The former barracks, where he once studied, are now home to the College of Marine Science, where researchers tackle issues like red tide, fisheries, and storm surge modeling. Brown called the experience amazing, saying it made him proud to see the campus grow into a thriving hub of research and learning. A popular adult learning program is expanding its diverse educational offerings in St. Petersburg. The Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, known as OLLIE, offers classes, workshops, lectures, and social opportunities for adults aged 50 and older. This fall, learners can explore topics like storytelling, Florida history, international politics, retirement planning, and even happiness. Courses are taught by USF faculty and community experts. The program has been successful for years on the USF Tampa campus and launched in St. Pete last spring. This semester, we've doubled our class offerings with 13 classes, including happiness, finding meaning and well-being, NATO, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and 10 foods that define Florida. USF St. Petersburg will host an open house September 15th at 10 a.m. at the University Student Center, where prospective members can meet instructors and learn more. Leaders say OLLIE not only expands knowledge, but also fosters friendships, proving lifelong learning is a key to staying engaged and thriving. Keep up with all the latest USF St. Petersburg news by visiting stpete.usf.edu. That's all for this week's Bulls by the Bay weekly news update. I'm Colleen Cherry, signing off till next week.
USF St. Petersburg, Bulls!